The big story in New York yesterday was the abrupt firing of Jill Abramson as executive editor of the New York Times. She was the first woman to hold that position, and actually she wasn't the only high-profile female editor to leave a leading newspaper yesterday. So did Nathalie Nougared, the first female editor-in-chief at the prestigious French daily Le Monde. She quit after a power struggle at the paper. Journalist Rebecca Traister has been thinking about what those two events mean. She's written an article about it for the New Republic today with the cheeky title, "I Sort of Hope We Can Find Out That Jill Abramson Was Robbing the Cash Register." Traister says both women were asked to lead their newsrooms during very challenging times.
Both organizations are trying to adapt to a new digital world where their print versions no longer have the same meaning, weight, or power. And so both of these women were running these places in very volatile circumstances, obviously putting them at far greater risk for losing their jobs.
Are you able to tease out for us from these two stories what part is gender, what part is office politics, and what part is the pressure of new technology?
It's impossible to really separate all those things, right? Office politics and gender are very wrapped up with each other, right? The way that employees and bosses react to women versus men in institutions that have historically been male, you know, they're different. And so many of the characterizations of Jill Abramson and also of Nathalie Nougared at Le Monde involve the fact that they were very aggressive, ambitious, perhaps not always warm. I mean, there are different stories about the two of them, but there were echoes of these characterizations in both stories. And of course, those are qualities that are, A, not atypical in bosses to begin with, and certainly not big bosses of powerful organizations, but also that wouldn't be atypical as qualities exhibited by the first women to make these historic moves. You have to be pretty tough, ambitious, and aggressive to get to be the first female executive editor of the New York Times.
Mm. Staff at Le Monde staged a protest last week over Nougared's plans to revamp the newspaper. We didn't see that at the Times, but the complaints of staff at both papers were kind of, they were being squeezed, right?
Yes. Well, that's typical of all of journalism and media right now. You know, the economic models that have sustained the news business have fallen apart over the past couple of decades. And so all kinds of people are being asked to do all kinds of unusual things that they're not happy with. And therefore, it's very natural that you take out your frustrations on your boss, and perhaps rightfully so. My observations about how these choices are tied to gender is not meant to say it was wrong for either of these women to step down or get fired from their posts. There may have been very legitimate complaints. There may have been dissatisfaction. But it's also true that they were given these historic posts at a time when the institutions that they were suddenly going to be running were in real trouble and were going to be more likely to experience this kind of unrest and dissatisfaction.
I've seen this phrase, glass cliff, mentioned several times in reference to both these stories about powerful women and, in fact, minorities teetering on this thing, the glass cliff. What is that analogy about?
It's about how groups that have been sidelined, women, people of color, from positions of power, as they move closer to those centers of power, it happens to be at a time when the nature of that power is eroding. So that the positions that had always been held by white men and that were economically or politically powerful, suddenly the power of those positions is diminishing slightly, right? And that's when women and minorities who'd previously been kept from them are suddenly allowed to take over at a moment when the possibility that those positions are going to crash into a wall are greater than ever.
Is that, you think, what's really universal about this story?
It's one of the things that is universal about the story. The other thing that is universal about the story is that when a woman is tough, she will be called pushy and brusque and strident and mercurial.
Women all over the world know that for sure. Yeah. Rebecca Traister writes for The New Republic. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.